Well, thank you very much, Greg, for a rollicking lecture, and I hope everyone else enjoyed the comments to Joe Hockey as much as I did. It falls to me now just to propose a vote of thanks, and thinking about what I'd say about Greg this evening, I cast my mind back a decade to a time when I, as a PhD student, young academic, spent 6 months of my life working incredibly hard on one of my first research papers, and I'd taken it through the peer review process, and it had been scrutinised by referees, I'd gone back and forth, and it was released into the public domain, I hoped, to excited results, and what came back but a report in the Financial Review in which ACTU Secretary Greg Combe said that the study was, quote, valueless. Ten years is a long time in politics, and Greg, it's great to be here tonight. Greg's talked about some of the fights that he took on, asbestos and the waterfront dispute, fair workplace rights and inequality, and that huge question of emissions trading, and I'm so glad tonight to have Greg speaking passionately about his optimism for the future of making a difference on climate change. But I wanted to talk tonight about two traits about Greg that I find particularly appealing. The first is his sense of vulnerability. Greg talks in the book about his own fear of public speaking and about his own early steps in public speaking. He admits quite bravely, I think, that he doesn't know how to swim. And I remember him commenting to me early on my time in Parliament about the incredibly combative environment that he found the bear pit of question time to be, and giving me a piece of advice which always sticks with me when I walk into the chamber at 2 o'clock, that you have to find your own voice. You can't just be like everyone else. That sense of vulnerability in Greg is something that I greatly admire, and is I think, a great reminder that showing a bit of yourself isn't the opposite to leadership, it's a very part of leadership. And the other is Greg's fabulous sense of humour. He's spoken tonight a little about the Treasurer, and we were treated every now and then in question time to some of the beauties of Greg's sense of wit. My favourite, I think, came in 2012 in the lead-up to the Melbourne Cup, in which Greg took a Dorothy Dixer and talked, somehow wove from emissions trading into the fact that the Melbourne Cup was coming up, and then finished by comparing the Coalition front bench to a set of horses. And it read as follows. And what about the member for Wentworth? What about the member for Wentworth? A classy thoroughbred, if ever there's been one. He was badly checked by the member for Warringah in the 2009 race. The member for North Sydney, he's hungry for a win, but he's demonstrated yet again that he's not up to Group 1 racing level. He's out of the chamber. Well, there's the member for Curtin, Speaker. The member for Curtin, 3 times runner-up, surely a chance at last. Or the member for Cook, a promising weight for ager, I reckon, but spooked by the foreign horses every time. Or the member for McKellar, a favourite in 1994. A favourite, and what a stayer. She's still here. Ladies and gentlemen, please join me in putting your hands together one more time for Greg Combe. One of the greatest Prime Ministers Australia never had.